Are you tired of being told what to think and how to act? Well, you are not alone. In case you haven't realized it, you have an internal GPS. It knows all you need to know about how to live your life. So it's about time you stopped letting the media and the government tell you what is true for you. In fact, it is exactly that time. It's time to think for yourself. And here to make sure you're doing just that is your host, mediator, author, and lawyer, Carol Gold.
Hi, it's Friday, September 10th. I'm Carol Gold, and welcome to Think for Yourself. You know, it's hard to look at the calendar today and not be reminded that tomorrow is the 20th anniversary of September 11th, 2001, a day that refocused every single person in this country on the values of what matter, on what family means, on what quality of life means, on what life itself means. I don't think there's any of us who could not think about that day and remember and feel exactly where we were and what we were doing. I want to share where I was for a specific reason. It brings a very important point into focus for me and hopefully for you. I was at work that day. I was working as a consultant to an expert who testified in high fall and electrocution cases. I was consulting in his practice. My ex-husband at the time worked for the utility company in Pennsylvania, and our daughter was at a private day school outside of Wilmington, Delaware. She was in fifth grade at the time. And I remember hearing the news at my place of work when the first plane hit the first tower. And then I remember how we all were riveted to the television and the second plane hit the tower. And shortly thereafter, I was standing in front of the television set and I remembered the moment that I heard that United Flight 93 had gone down over Shanksville, Pennsylvania. And in that instant, my brain said, "We're under attack." And I knew that I had to go get my daughter. My first instinct was to go get my daughter and get her with me. I texted my husband that I was heading right to school to pick her up. I drove straight to the school. My place of business was on the Pennsylvania side, but it was very close to the Delaware-Pennsylvania line, so it took me about 25 minutes to get to her. I called the school shortly before I arrived, and I said I wanted her out of class and, you know, at the front door so I could pick her up. And I remember bringing her out of the school, her carrying her school bag, and I immediately sat down on the curb in front of the school with her, and she asked me why I was picking her up. And I tried to tell her in a fifth grade appropriate way that sometimes bad things happen in the world. I tell this because the most important thing to me was my daughter's safety, and also to be honest with her as best I could while not frightening her. How life would probably be different as a result of what occurred. And I couldn't quite lay out that difference for her at the moment, but I wanted her to know that in that unknown, she wasn't alone, that her parents were with her and we would figure it all out. Fast forward 20 years. My daughter is 28 years old. And she and I both live in Texas. She lives about an hour and a half from where I live. And every few weekends, she comes up to visit. She spends the weekend. And as you know, I do this podcast called Think for Yourself. And I pride myself, if that's a word I can use, on trying to bring a message to every podcast and in everything I do that thinking for yourself is the single most important thing you can do. And I give all the reasons and all the perspectives for that in all of my podcasts. But I had a real lesson this week, and it relates to my daughter, and the lesson is as a result of my relationship with her. And I want to share it because it's probably one of the most important realizations I've ever had in my life, and I'm not sure that I have it down pat yet, but I get the gist of it. Last week, I had scheduled with my daughter a Zoom call, and it was for a particular reason to test out a presentation that I was about to give a few days later, and I wanted to run through the slides and run through my presentation with her so she could give me feedback and so I could make sure that I was using the Zoom share screen feature properly. We scheduled a time and I got ready for that time. I got everything out of the way that I needed to get done. I watched a YouTube video on the share screen feature of Zoom and I got my computer set up for the time that the Zoom meeting was supposed to start. I started the Zoom meeting and I waited. I waited probably a total of 45 minutes. She didn't show up and I kept texting her little GIFs that were saying, you know, where are you? Hello, hello, that kind of thing. And then about an hour later, maybe more, I got a text from her. And the text said, totes, T-O-T-E-S, which is millennial language for totally. Totes forgot. We can do it when I finish work. It was now Friday night. It was after sundown. I am Sabbath observant as a Jew. On Friday nights, I don't work. And I wasn't going to do it later. And she knew I wouldn't do it later. She called me as she was leaving work about 8 o'clock. I didn't see the call. My phone was on silent for about a half hour after she made the call, tried to make the call. I didn't answer. She didn't leave a message. I was just really disappointed and I was hurt. And on Saturday, she texted me around 3:30 and she said, do you want to do it now? And I didn't answer her. All of that is leading to, we had a bit of a run-in over it all. And I was very intolerant of her excuse that she forgot. And I said that when you give your word, you have to keep your word because people rely on word and word is how we develop trust in relationship. And I went on and on and on. By Sunday, she drove up here because Monday was Rosh Hashanah, the beginning of the Jewish New Year. And we wound up arguing and she wound up leaving prematurely and going back home. As the week wore on and we weren't talking, I had to do some serious soul searching. The soul searching that I did was around judgment. I judged her as coming up short, having given her word. And she wanted me to know that she had forgotten, that she had gotten tied up at work, got busy, and completely lost sight of it. My point was, then you should have, when you texted me, totes forgot, you should have at least sounded like you were sorry, and you didn't. She said, that's why I called as soon as I left work, but you didn't answer the call. The long and the short of this, there's a moral to this. Maybe that was the long of it. The moral to this is what I realized and what she told me, but what I denied at first is that while I raised her to think for herself, because I try to live what I teach and what I say, there's an expression, we teach what we have to learn. While I raised her to think for herself, it's also true that when she doesn't think like me, or she doesn't think and behave in the way I think I would have behaved in a situation, I judge her as having somehow come up short or failed or disappointed me or not been appropriate, which is one of my favorite expressions. It was a bitter pill to swallow, but a perfect time to do it. Because this is the Jewish High Holy Days, the 10 days of repentance. It's a wonderful time to realize that you're human, that you have sins and omissions, for lack of better words, that need to be forgiven. But mostly that we need to forgive ourselves. Why? Because I judge myself as harshly as I apparently have judged her at times and probably others. This message is particularly important to me for a couple of reasons, given what tomorrow's date is. Number one, my daughter's well-being, as far back as the first day I ever saw her, because she's adopted and I didn't see her until she was two, has always been paramount in my mind. And I've always tried to do what I consider to be the highest good for her. But at times I have fallen short of that. And September 11, 2001, asked all of us to refocus and look within and decide what really matters in life. I think our present circumstances, COVID, Afghanistan, the now national mandates around vaccination, are doing the same thing. It is a time, and not an accident that it's a 20th anniversary, a time to reflect, to look within, and more than anything else, be honest. I tried to be honest with her when she was in fifth grade. I tried to be honest with her this week when I called her and owned my judgment and apologized for having done it and not having seen her perspective. No matter how late in life, it's never too late to face the truth. And one final truth on this podcast, and that is this. I often say that I'm an attorney and a mediator. They're both true. I am trained to be both, and I still do mediations. But I went to synagogue on Monday night for the high holidays, and I went to a synagogue I'd never been to before because I'm new to this city. I met people who never knew me before, and I introduced myself when they asked me what I did or was I retired. I said that I was a retired attorney and a mediator. And it bothered me all night as I sat through services that I said that. It particularly bothered me because the rabbi in his sermon made a reference to how we all keep dragging clutter in our lives, even though we keep our homes orderly, because it is a Jewish obligation to keep what's called shalom bayit, which is peace in your home, but also an orderly and a clean home. And he said, how come we keep our homes orderly and clean, but we have so much baggage in our personal lives? And when he said that, I thought of all those YouTube videos that tell you how to decide what should be in your life and what should leave your life. And the answer they give you, or the test, is if it doesn't bring you joy, get it out of your house. If you don't know whether to keep an object or give it away, ask yourself, does this bring me joy? And I wondered to myself in that moment when I had that thought, why don't we do the same thing in our emotional lives if it doesn't bring me joy? And then I immediately said to myself, well, because, you know, people do things that irritate you and you can't help but feel anything other than irritation or anger. And then I heard myself say, or the higher voice in me say, that's totally not true. You may not be able to control their behavior, but you most certainly can control your response to it. You can find joy in everything. After all, Buddhists do. It's what Buddhism is predicated upon, which is a joyful heart. Let me just circle fully around to introducing myself as a mediator and a lawyer. I am trained in both those things, but they are not what bring me joy. What brings me joy is the fact that I am a born intuitive. I am a mystic at heart. And I have been able to get information on what I call a variety of frequencies ever since I've been a child. I get tremendous joy from helping other people move along through their own challenges and their own obstacles. I hope that through what I did this week, moving through my own painful realization of judgment, that I'll be even more able to help others move through their own challenges and obstacles. The other thing that brings me joy is that I've been given the gift to heal, and I don't know why. I only know I have it. I've had it for now about 13 years, I guess it is, both with animals and with people. I have had a remarkable response, let's call it, to bringing light into their body to affect healing. As I get off this podcast, I want to say three things. One, think for yourself, but do that also when you evaluate yourself, where you are, how far you've come, and the road yet still to be traveled. Forgive yourself for past strays off the higher path. Forgive yourself for being human. Own up to what is yours so that you can move forward with greater grace and ease. And by all means, bring more joy into your life. Say what you love, do what you love, be what you love. I'm Carol Gold. Thank you for listening. This has been Think for Yourself, and I'll be back here again on Monday. Have a thoughtful, a peaceful, and by all means, a joyful weekend.
Carol thanks you for spending your valuable time with her. It is her mission to empower you to remember how smart and capable you are. Be sure to check out Carol's website, carolgold.com. That's Carol with an E, gold.com. Please leave a review and subscribe here so you'll be alerted to Carol's next podcast. Until then, above all else, remember, it's time to think for yourself.